This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
I believe with all of my heart that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of today. I 100% believe it. Why I believe that is because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat.
I'm Oliver Gray, and this is A Sonic Youth, your weekly half-hour guide into the great expanse of modern indie and alt-rock, with classic albums, new releases, and unearthed gems. This week, Motorbike Mama and the Night Shift Lullaby, as we look at new and old releases from indie rock band Mama, and celebrate 20 years of Magnolia Electric Company's What Comes After the Blues.
I stood on the 66
Episode 188 of A Sonic Youth. This week, New York indie rock band Mama. Then later, 20 years of Magnolia Electric Co.'s What Comes After the Blues. Opening the show was Mama, with the second track from their new album, Welcome to My Blue Sky. That's the band's fourth studio album since their 2018 debut. The album that got me into the band was 2022's really excellent Household Name, and the standout track from that record was Motorbike. Have a listen. You're listening to A Sonic Youth, and that was Mama with Motorbike. Mama was formed in 2015 by school friends Edda Friedman and Allegra Weingarten. The band now features Aaron Kobayashi Rich on bass, and Preston Fulks is the drummer. With their breakthrough album Household Name, and subsequently with this new record, they've hit the sweet spot between female vocalist indie pop, hole-esque grungy rock, and slacker indie rock cool. There's a strong 90s indie influence, especially the likes of Pavement, who they also make a lyrical reference to in a song I'll play soon. They also sound like what Snail Mail could sound like if they hadn't gone down the softer indie pop sound on more recent records. That similar sound isn't just a coincidence either. Etta is dating Snail Mail's Lindsay Jordan, and one of the coolest indie rock power couples. To be honest, I still prefer Household Name, but this new album is one that should appeal to a wider audience. It's poppier and certainly brighter. Here's another track from it, one of the more grungy, almost shoegazy tracks. This is Last Kiss. That was Mama with Last Kiss on Sonic Youth. Let's have one more track from Household Name. Mama described this album as being about the rise and fall of a rock star and the tropes and tribulations that come with that arc. The track Speeding 72 is about a couple who fall in love at a DIY house concert and leave together to go and drive around listening to music.
Yeah.
Was Mama with Speeding 72. Now on to our second focus for this week, the 20th anniversary of Jason Molina's Magnolia Electric Co.'s What Comes After the Blues. The late great American singer-songwriter Jason Molina released a series of brilliantly dark Americana albums under his own name, but is best known for the simply magnificent body of work he released under his two bands. The most well-known band is Songs Ohio, the first iteration. In 2003, after the release of the Songs Ohio album with the same name, Molina began performing with Magnolia Electric Co. That final Songs Ohio album, named Magnolia Electric Co., and released in 2003, takes my vote for the 10 greatest albums of all time. The actual first Magnolia Electric Co. album, 2005's Trials and Errors, would be on my bias list of the top 10 live albums of all time. So the first proper Magnolia Electric Co. studio album had some expectations to live up to. It was released in April 2005 as What Comes After the Blues. It moves away a bit from the heavy rock and roll instrumentation of the two aforementioned albums, and instead shows stronger country roots. Sort of Neil Young's Comes a Time After Rust Never Sleeps. What emerged is a less complete album than Magnolia Electric Co., but a silent illustration of what I see as Molina in his musical prime. The opening track, The Dark Don't Hide It, is an essential Molina track, and it's the most popular Magnolia Electric Co. song, although I prefer the version from the live album. But here's the studio version, a pretty perfect piece of Americana alt rock in my eyes.
Some place to throw all the shit. Human hearts and pain should never be separate. They wouldn't tear themselves apart, both trying to feel. Alike, we must be brothers. See, I had a job to do, but people like you been doing it for me, to one another.
That was Jason Molina and Magnolia Electric Co. with The Dark Don't Hide It. Other absolute standouts from this album include the beautifully tender ode to late night workers called The Night Shift Lullaby, and one of Molina's most revered ballads, The North Star Blues. Hammer Down is a personal favourite too. Those recommendations come with a caveat, however. Many of these tracks sound much more complete on their versions either on the 2007 box set Sojourner, or on the 2005 live album Trials and Errors. The versions of North Star Blues and Hammer Down especially need to be heard on that box set. So, go and listen to what comes after the blues on its 20th anniversary, but crucially, check out the box set and the live album Trials and Errors too. Here is one track that I do think is at its very best on the original studio album. Track number 5, Give Something Else Away Every Day, is this shimmery country rocker with a perfectly balanced instrumentation between rock and country that Molina and his band always seem to be able to achieve. So, to see us off this week, here's Jason Molina and his Magnolia Electric Co. with Give Something Else Away Every Day.
It was easy making myself less, but to get better, that's the hardest thing. Born to give it.
Thanks for listening to A Sonic Youth. For more episodes, visit freefm.org.nz or search A Sonic Youth on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and on the accessmedia.nz app. Also, follow me on Instagram and Facebook at A Sonic Youth Podcast.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.